Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak.
many people are encouraged tonight.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach with your hostess, none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you have stopped by and took out from your busy schedule to come to the program today, whether by all calls, where you're listening and at your desk, in your car, on your phone at home. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And before we start, we have a wonderful topic today talking about glorify God. And for anyone that want to call in, pass the number on, area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. Oh, gracious Father, I can't look good in your eyes. Lord, by glorifying myself, when I try to do that, I only become self-righteous. Forgive me for my tendency to be putting myself before you. But thank you that I can glory in your righteousness. How wonderful are your moral laws and the commendation you give when I do your will. May I only seek to lift you up, Lord. May my words tell of your goodness instead of my own. When I hear your words of commendation, they will still only reflect your glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. Well, today we're going to be talking about glorifying God. My. You know, some of the background scriptures will be coming from is Romans, the 15th chapter, 1 through 13. You know, Christians ought to behave in ways that will glorify God and will lead others to join in. And today, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about glorifying God, the many ways, many things that you can do to glorify God. And for those that want to come on the chat line, feel free. I have the chat line open also to receive messages. Also, come on the regular call line. And if you would like to speak to the host or say something to the listening audience, all you have to do is hit 1 on your keypad, and I will surely bring you in. You know, each unexpected blessing and each answered prayer becomes another opportunity to believe God and glorify Him. You know, more important, my friends, gifts prompt me to glorify God for His goodness. Did you know that you can bring glory to God by the way you act? You may have the opportunity to serve the needs of another person, just as my friends performed this service in my life. You know, through reconciliating with another church member in order to restore harmony within the body of Christ, you could bring glory to God. You could receive another church member into your life as a way to bring God's glory. This might even be someone you have little to do with because he or she does not agree with you on secondary faith issue. To glorify God and to lead others and glorify God a wonderful privilege for believers. You know, I know you're saying, what does it mean to glorify God? Well, I'm glad you asked. You know, to glorify God means to give glory to Him, Him only. The word glory is related to God in the Old Testament bear with this idea of greatness, of splendor. In the New Testament, the word translate glory means dignity, honor, praise, and worship. You know, putting the two together, we find that glorifying God means to acknowledge His greatness and give Him honor by praising and worshiping Him. You know, primarily because it's He and He alone deserve to be praised, honor, and worship. God's glory is the essence of His nature. And we give glory to Him by recognizing that essence. My. You know, I was thinking a question come to my mind is, if God has all the glory, which He does, how then do we give Him glory? How can we give God something which He in his has in the first place. My, my, my. You know, I went to the scripture on First Chronicles, the 16th chapter, the 28th and the 29th verse. And it said, ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his glorifying glory. You know, first we ascribe or give glory to him because it is his due. No one else deserves the praise and worship that we give to glorify him. And then, you know, in Isaiah 42 and 8, you know, you confirm this. I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not give my glory to another or my praise to other. Second, we are to bring an offering to God as part of the worship that glorify him. What is the offering we bring to God to glorify him? The offering we bring to God as we come before him in the splendor of beauty, of his holiness, involving agreement, obedience, submission. My, 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 my. You know, the word of God say, I am the Lord God. I created the heaven like open up tents above. I made the earth and everything that grows on it. I am the source of life for all who live on this earth. So listen to what I say because of who he is, holy and perfect and true. My, 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 my. His proclamation and status are holy and perfect. You'll find that in Psalms 19 and 7. We glorify him by listening to and agreeing with them. God's word, the Bible, is his word to us. All that we need for life in him, listening and to agreeing with him through his word. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear covenant and remember to obey his precept. You'll find that in Psalms 103, 17, and 18. Jesus reiterated the idea that glorifying and loving God are one and the same in John 14 and 15. It said, if you love me, you will obey what I command. My, 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 my. You know, to glorify God and to lead others and glorify God are wonderful privilege for believers. You know, Christians have a duty to be selfless when faced with the opportunity to build another person up in the faith. Our model is Jesus Christ. He chose to leave the position of glory. He has every right to enjoy in order to endure insults and suffering for a greater purpose. And I thought about what purpose? So you can fulfill it, fulfill the life plan for which God created you. You know, harmony among believers bring glory to God. Christian unity is based on Jesus Christ rather than on secondary issues that divide church members. You know, God called you to accept other believers with whom you may disagree and to welcome them into your heart. Calling a truce is not enough. Even if the division is as great as that which exists between Jews and Gentile Christians, God is glorified when two sides truly accept each other as friends. You know, we are talking about glorifying God today. You know, we also glorify God by rehearsing his attributes and his deeds. Stephen, in his final sermon before he was killed for his faith, retold the story of God's dealing with Israel from the time Abraham left his country in obedience to God's commandment, all the way to the coming of Christ, the righteous one, whom Israel betrayed and murdered. When we tell of God's work in our lives, how he saved us from sin, and the marvelous work he does in our heart and mind every day, we glorify him before others. Even though others don't always want to hear our glorifying God, He is more than pleasing by it. You know, the crowd who heard Stephen hated what he said, covering their ears and rushing, you know, at him to stone him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. You'll find that in Acts chapter 7, verse 55. You know, to glorify God is to exalt his attribute, his holiness, his faithfulness, his mercy, his grace, his love, his majestic. My. He's sovereign. Power. Honor. Oh, ooh, Lord. That was just to name a few. When you just go over in your mind telling this others about salvation and the glorifying of God. You know, you glorify God when you trust in his promise and live in hope rather than in despair. In his world, living in despair is much easier. However, God called us to live in hope. Ah, God created everything in the world for his glory, including you and me. God's glory is who God is. It is his essence, his radiance, his power, his presence. God's glory is the expression of every quality that make him God. Though you cannot add to God's glory, you are commanded to acknowledge his glory, declare his glory, praise his glory, and live for his glory. My. You know, any act or attitude that calls positive attention to God is behavior that glorifies God. You know, you might do or say something that calls others to recognize that God is at work in your life. Or you may point them to God in a conversation. Or you may overcome differences and join them in praising God. My. All of these result in glory to God. You know, Paul challenged the Roman believers to glorify God by serving one another, getting along with one another, treating others well. That's just some of the things you are of glorifying God by serving one another. You know, a lot of people don't know how to serve one another. It's time to hear, y'all, that we start serving one another, getting along with one another. You know, as saints and men and women of God, you know, a lot of time people really don't know how to get along with each other. We need to treat each other well. And, you know, as I went to the scripture in the King James Version in Romans 15, 1 through 4, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Verse 2 says, let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. Verse 3 says, for even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproach of them that reproach thee fell on me. This serving others, y'all. Whatsoever things was written, aforetime was written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures, may have hope. My. You know, and as I went on, you know, we described the debt of spiritual duties that more mature Christians have to be less mature in the faith. Your spiritual duty is to help others grow in Christ, even if doing so means giving up spiritual freedom that are rightfully yours. You know, we went to Paul. Paul described this obligation as something Christ bear or carried like a burden. One of the best barometers of spiritual maturity is selflessness when given to opportunity to help others grow in Christ. God wants us to help others. Tell others about the show that's coming on with. Tell others about Christ. Tell others about the things God wants you to convey to them, you know. Think of someone you can build up today in the faith. Does selflessness keep you from having the influence in this person's life that you could have? Share things with others on the Word of God. You know, the best, being selfish is the mark of a child who needs to grow up. A selfish child sees the entire universe as existing to fulfill his or her needs only. You know, some Christians mature in physical years but remain spiritual babes. How can you tell? Well, they are selfish. They live for themselves in spite of claiming to be followers of Christ. You know, however, a Christian can be selfish, but for the wrong reason. My. You know, some of the most selfish people I have known in life was not selfish out of love for others. They were selfish out of love for self. My. They went without so others would honor and praise their sacrifice. The selflessness Paul described was performed with the motive of helping others grow in Christ, to build them up. You know, for his good referred to our helping ourselves, someone fulfill the highest good God had planned for that person. And as I went through verse 3, you know, Paul pointed to Christ himself as the supreme example of someone who bore the burden of selfishness for others. Jesus, as a deity, was free to enjoy the glory that was due him as part of the Godhead. Instead, he willingly chose to take the form of humanity and suffer the insults he did not get him. You know, did he do this for himself? No. He suffered hatred and punishment so that you might fulfill the purpose for which God created you, a fulfillment that's possible until you are reconciled to God. My. Christ chose to bear the weakness of those without strength. For those today that's listening on the sound of my voice that may not have the strength, here he bear the weakness of those without strength. He bearing the things for you all today. Become strong and matured in Christ. Mean that the Christ follower willingly carries the same burden. Not the same sacrifice as Christ. You know, Paul's use of a Masonic Psalms in Psalm 69:9 show clearly that Paul believed Jesus to be the Messiah. And I'm going to go to Psalm 69:9 and read what thus says the Word of God. Let me put that over in my Bible. Psalm 69:9. And that way we can get a clearer picture on what he is saying. Let me turn over to it. My. 69:9 says, "For the zeal of thine house has eaten me up, and the reproach of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me." My. You know, here it is. Paul was showing clearly that Paul believed Jesus to be the Messiah, the Christ, the Greek equivalent of the Jews' word Messiah. You know, and as I read down to verse 4, whatever was written referred not only to Psalm 69:9, but also to any scripture that encouraged you to remain strong in spite of the burdens you carry as a faithful servant. My. And, you know, so that the idea of purpose, you know, one reason God intended for his word to be written and preserved was for your encouragement and my encouragement. You know, some selfless act you may perform for the good of others will give you great joy, perhaps because the results you see or the appreciation you receive. Other selfless acts bring things, anything but joy. Perhaps the good you do is received without notice or appreciated. Works your choice to show love selfishly might be rejected or secondly by another person. The hurt, the sorrow, the defeat can be devastating. My, we're talking about glorifying God this morning, because I've given you so many ways where you can glorify God. You know, to experience his rejection is to share in the suffering of Christ. He gave his life for the world, yet the good he did for others was rejected and scorned, and still is today by some. You know, all you've done, what all you do for someone, and how they'll turn their back on you, they'll reject you and scorn you. You know, through the scriptures, we may have hope. That means seeing beyond the present to the eternal purpose of God. Hope is not wishful thinking, but rather is a certain based on the promises of God, yet unfulfilled. You know, is there a Christian with whom you disagree on secondary issue? Have you accepted that person into your heart to the point that you could joyfully join him or her in worship? You know, that's a lot to think about on this glorifying God. And on verse 5, it says, now the God of patience and consolation grants you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. And 6 say that ye may be with one mind and one mouth, glorifying God, even the Father of our salvation. My. You know, verse 5 and 6 just really meaning agreement, carrying the idea of harmony. It does not speak of Christians having the same belief about everything, but a unity perspective concerning Jesus Christ. My. We're talking about glorifying God today, because he is worthy to be glorified. He's worthy to be praised. You know, Paul's prayer was that his readers would find his unity so that they could glorify God as one. That is, as long as they were divided about secondary issues, they were unable to enjoy for the sake of God's glory and degree of harmony on the primary issues. David's church members had a difficulty toward church member. But we give God praise today for glorifying God. And verse 7 says, before receiving ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. And verse 8 says, now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the present and the promise made unto fathers. You know, on verse 7, you know, one another referred to both sides of the disagreement party. Another means to take one another personally. And number 7 say again, one another, referring to both sides of the disagreement, except mean to take another person into your heart. Paul did not ask just for peace, but for oneness. It was not enough for the parties to declare truce, draw the dividing line, and live in peace, but Paul called them to come together in friendship. And that's what God is calling for us to do today, to come together in friendship. You know, the opportunity to glorify God was at stake. Both parties was accepted by the Messiah when the ultimate perspective of bringing glory to God. Therefore, come, could they not receive each other in relation harmony? If so, what would God say to them tonight on taking others' will and treating others' will? We're talking about glorifying God. You know, and as I went to verse 8 and 9, now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promise made unto fathers. and that the Gentile might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, My, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentile and sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, in verse 8, and it said, this case disagreement party was Jewish believing on one hand and Gentiles believing on the other. Each group was part of God's work of reconciliation. My. You know, to the Jewish Christian, the circumstances, Christ became a servant. And that the Messianic promise to Israel might be fulfilled. My. You know, the fulfillment of these promises by the Messiah was a means to an end that the Gentile might be brought to God through Israel. Consequently, the Gentile Christian glorified God for his mercy. My. And if anyone on the line would like to say something on glorifying God, feel free. I'll bring you in. Praise God, praise God. You know, in Psalms, in quoting Psalms 18 and verse 49, I think I'll turn right on over there. I have that on my little note. Psalm 18, and I'll turn over there and see what it's saying again. We're talking about glorifying God this morning. Ooh, look. I love to glorify my Father. Oh, number verse 49 say, therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praise unto thy name. Oh, my. Here Paul was assuming the speaker in the psalm to be Christ. As the Gentile praised God through Christ, in turn, Christ praised God for among the Gentiles. Paul's point was that Gentile Christians should not show contempt for the conscientious and scrumptious worship practice of Jewish believers, especially when the practice related to the Old Covenant. You know, likewise, neither should Jewish believers have scorn and contempt for Gentile believers' liberty, especially since it is based on the sacrifice of Christ. You know, what division or over secondary issue among Christians today do you think are as serious as the division between the Jewish and the Gentile Christian in Paul's day? My. You know, as I went down to verse 10 to 12, you know, to suppose, now let me see, number 12 is saying, and again, Israel said, that shall be a root of Jesse, and he shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentile trust, treating others well. My. And when we go to the 13th verse, in the King James Version, it says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. My. Ooh. My. You know, in verse 10 and 12, to break it down, to support his call for unity among Jewish and Gentile Christians, Paul quoted three additional scriptures. First, Paul used Deuteronomy 32 and 43 to illustrate the harmony God expected between the Gentile believers and the Jewish believer. You know, the Gentile believers and the Jewish believer are to rejoice together in spite of that difference. You know, second Paul's use of Psalm 117 and 1 was a reminder that God created the Gentiles to be source of praise to Jehovah. And thirdly, in Isaiah 11 and 10, affirmed that the Messiah came forth to rule both the Jews and the Gentiles. Root where we read and talked about root, it literally means a sprout coming from the root. Jesus came forth from Israel because the focus of hope for both the Jews and the Gentiles. You know, expressing hope, you know, in verse 13, God of hope referred to God who give believers the hope that they have in Jesus Christ. You know, this hope is not self-generated or bargained for. The joy and the peace God offers comes through the channel of saving faith. You know, through faith, you experience justification. You are made just in the eyes of God on the basis of Jesus' sacrifice and reconciliation. You are brought into a personal relationship with God. You know, to be justified in the eyes of God should fill your heart to overflowing with joy, especially because this justification is given as a free gift. My. To be right with God should bring peace. My. We are talking about glorifying God this morning. When you just think about the goodness of God and all that he's doing for each and every one of us, we can't help but glorify God. I hope today those that's listening in, area code 904, area code 918, area code 409, area code 713, I hope, you know, that you are getting something out of it on glorifying God, because you may have something that you would like to add to glorifying God today. I don't want to do all the talking today. I want some of you all to come on and just share with me today on how you are glorifying God today. Just hit one on your keypad. Praise God, praise God. We have a caller in queue, and we're going to bring that caller on. Caller, you're now on air. Area code 904. Would you please go ahead and speak?
Yes, ma'am. Praise God. It's excuse me. It's such an honor to be here and hearing what you're sharing about glorifying God. And I'd like to add to that, according to Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 16, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." And it just makes me think about my Lord was saying there, talking about motives, the things that we do, that we say we do in the name of Jesus. And he... And as you were saying a few minutes ago, talking about being a blessing to others, and is it selfless? Is it selfless in the way that we want to bring glory to God in the outcome, that people look upon it or someone look upon it, and would it bring them to the person that's doing it, or will it bring them in a closer walk to want to be more in a relationship with the one, the blesser, the one who from whom all good blessings flows from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah. And this is such a blessing to hear what you're sharing about glorifying God. It's more than us just raising our hands and saying, "Glory to you, Father." It's more than that. It's even in the things that we do, the things that we say, in the way we say that, you know, when we're talking to each other, does it glorify God? Does it leave the person feeling condemned, or does it leave the person feeling loved or convicted to the point in a loving way that they'll want to repent? And and God, the word declares in the book of John, that the 4th chapter, that our God is, he's a spirit, and he's everywhere, and he's seeking those of us who call ourselves by the name of Jesus, that say we're in the sheepfold, that he's seeking us to operate and function in spirit and in truth, to worship him in spirit and in truth, and that's also a part of glorifying him. And I'm just excited about what you're sharing about glorifying God, because it's so much more than just worshiping him. It's in the way, like Jesus said in the book of John, he said that all men will know that we're his disciples if we have love one for another. And that's glorifying God. That's bringing a good report of the people of God, of the kingdom of Almighty God, when people see that we have love for one another and that we mean well with each other in the things that we do. And I just had to share that, and I thank you for allowing me to share that. Thank you. Blessings to you. Amen.
Thank you so much, Carla, for coming on and sharing that with us. Thank you so much. Because, you know, we're here to just lift up the name of Jesus. You know, just to let people know how to glorify God. And like you say, not just raising your hand. You know, you can glorify God. And I have a little list that I'm going to give before we go off the air today, that you can glorify God in. And guest number 119, welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach on the chat line. We are welcome. So glad that you stopped by to listen on glorifying God today. Because, you know, in believing, meaning the believing, is trusting of God day by day. In saving faith, you receive justification and reconciliation. You know, in living faith, each day you realize with fresh gratitude the love meaning of your salvation in Jesus Christ. You know, you have an overflow, carrying the ideas of influence, having more hope than is necessary so that it spills on others around you, glorifying God today. And as your hope overflow to others, you transcend secondary issues and glorify God because of Jesus Christ. We just say thank God this morning. Thank God for those that's on the line, that's on the chat line. We say thank you, and welcome. Because God is just so good, you all. And if we have anybody else that would like to say something on the line, feel free to hit your keypad and hit number one. You know, I'm going to ask you today just a question. What about you? Think of your life in terms of opportunities to glorify God. I know you can come up with a list just like I did. To acknowledge his greatness, to mention his power, to give an example of his goodness, to describe his grace, to demonstrate his selflessness, to seek harmony, and to overlook secondary differences. Since God seeks to be glorified in and through every part of your life, consider how you can glorify him today, how you can lead others to glorify him this week, on your jobs, at your church, in the grocery store, wherever you may be today. You have take an opportunity to glorify God and show someone else how they can glorify God. And you will be surprised how you will find out how you are glorifying God. And I wrote a little list for myself today to be able to share with you today. You can glorify God in your family life. You can just take your family and show somebody in your family, it can be more than one person, how to glorify God today. Your work life, on your job, you can glorify God. Your social life, when you go out, when you're with others in the community, you can show them how to glorify God. Your church life, you for sure can glorify God at church, not just with singing, not just with clapping your hand, but you can show them the words and deed on glorifying God. Your neighborhood, it may be somebody in your neighborhood that you can glorify. Your bank account. I know you're going to say, your bank account? Yes, you can glorify God in your bank account where you put some in there, it may be somebody that needs something that you can help. You can glorify God that it's a lot of people have helped me glorifying God through their bank account. And you just don't know how I appreciate it. I thank God because they took out the time to think of me, whether to bless me personally, to bless the ministry, or something that I was doing to help others. We can glorify God. On your calendar, you know how we take this calendar and we're gonna go to this. Boom, 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 boom. We may have 10 things on the calendar. Take one or two and glorify God. Let them know. Show up. See what service that you can be to that person. Your reading, you can glorify God by reading the Word of God, getting an understanding, reading what thus say the Lord, instruction on it. You can glorify God on that. Rest, as you rest, you can rest in the Lord and glorify Him. Exercise, when you out exercising, you can be thinking about God, you can be quoting scriptures, you can be thinking of your faith confession to God, you glorifying Him, you giving Him praise for even bringing it back to your memorization. Eating, you can glorify God when you give Him your grace, when you give Him thanks, when you give Him blessing for what He has bestowed upon you, how He has blessed you. Your thoughts, you can glorify God even in your thoughts. I'm just giving you some things where you can glorify God. Your motives, your dreams, you know. And, you know, as I was going through this glorifying God, you can glorify God every day. You'll find something when you wake up. You glorifying God because you say, God, I thank you. Lord, you woke me up. It wasn't an alarm clock. It wasn't Susie or Billy or my son or my daughter, but God, it was you that woke me up. Lord, I glorify you. I give you praise this morning. I honor you. I love you, the Heavenly Father. You glorifying God, you know? And, I mean, it's so many ways we can glorify God. And I was just giving you a few examples on about yourself and things you can do, demonstration, you know, to glorify God, to let others know. Today you might be going through something on your job or maybe somebody else, but you can just step up to the plate, and if it's no more than give them a scripture, give them a kind word, tell them what thus saith the Lord. You'll be surprised. Ooh, I want to say thank you for everyone that came to the line, for the guests that came on the chat line, and those that's on the call. Area code 904, would you like to say something else today concerning glorifying God?
Well, it's just an honor to be here to listen to you share about the ways that we can glorify God. And I'm just here listening and being blessed by this, and I pray that everyone who's listening and those who will listen to this rhema word, that their ears will be open and their eyes will be enlightened to go forth and to glorify God and be mindful, because Jesus said He said that. On that day, they will come to me and say, I did this in your name, I did that in your name. And many will proclaim that they glorified Him. And He'll say to them, I never knew you. You work of iniquity. Depart from me. So I encourage all to be mindful as we glorify God, not only in worship and praise, but in the things that we do and say, to be mindful that someday we'll stand before the Lord and give an account. And He's watching and He's listening.
Yes,
and everything's being recorded. Amen. I love you.
Amen. Thank you. I love you too. I mean, God is so good. You know, when you just think about glorifying God, His attributes, His holiness, His faithfulness, the mercy, the grace, the love, all these things is glorifying God. His power, His sovereignty. You know, I mean, all these glorifying God. And as I went to, I think I'll turn over here to Isaiah real quick. Isaiah, the 42nd chapter of Isaiah. And it's saying in verse number 8, 42 and 8. And the word of God is saying, I am the Lord, that is my name. I am the Lord, that is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven image. Here God is telling you, he will not give his glory to another, nor his praise. We are to give praises to God. No grave image, but to give it to God. My. No idols. Ooh, and here he was talking about bringing an offering. Oh, my God. We bring God gifts. You know, he has everything, sure. But to give God glory, to give him praise, to give him honor. You know, he's worthy to be praised. That's the highest praise we can give him. It's hallelujah, 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 which is the highest praise. Ooh, we just, you know, I just think about glorifying God. And then I went to another chapter with 2 Corinthians 10, 17, and 18. And I'm going to turn over that glorifying God. My. I'm just giving you a few scriptures here and there as we go through today, coming up to the close of our broadcast. But Second Corinthians chapter 10, and I'm going to read a few of those verses. And chapter 10 and verses 17 through 18 say, but he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commanded himself is approved, but whom the Lord commanded. My. Ooh, glorifying God. I hope today for those that's listening in was able to get something from this topic on glorifying God, and to get some of the things that I had jotted down and give to you on glorifying God, because he alone is worthy to be glorified. He is just when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's doing, his glory, his power, his honor, his majesty. My. I want to thank all of my guests that came in on the show this morning. That came in on number, area code 904. Thank you so much for coming in, for listening, and for sharing with the listening audience this morning. And I know we have more out there that's listening in. They may be on their jobs. I thank you so much for tuning in to the show, Joy and Peace Outreach Community Development Cooperation. I thank you so much for coming in and for sharing. Tell others about the show that come on every Wednesday at 10 o'clock. They are welcome on. And if it's a topic that you would like to talk about, email me, Overseer Sadie Elliott at blogtalkradio.com/joyandpeace. And we'll see what your topic is about. We'll be glad to have you on. We have some new exciting things will be coming to Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation Program. We're going to have two guests coming on very soon. It's some gospel artists that will be coming on 2 weeks straight, two different ones, one coming in from Jacksonville, Florida, one going to be coming in from Nashville, Tennessee, and they will share some testimonies with you. They will share their music with you online on the show and will tell you how you can purchase their music. And some people may have already bought it in the stores, but we're going to tell them how they can get it. They're going to share with us. So y'all going to have to keep coming on to the show. coming and tuning on to Joy and Peace so you don't miss it, because if you miss it, you're going to miss a treat, because these are two powerful, anointed women of God that God had called out in these last and evil days on praise and worship. And I mean, the music is, that music, when you get through hearing that music and their testimony, I mean, it's just so awesome. It's just so awesome. So they're going to share their testimony with you, starting, if I'm not mistaken, they're going to be on starting the first week of July. So you all better come with your praises. You come giving God the glory and the honor and the sovereign, the majesty, because all glory going to belong to him. So we're going to have them on one on the 4th of July and one on the 11th of July. We know it's holiday time, Independence Day, but we come on early enough where you'll be able to get us online, whether on your phone, your computer, your iPods, whatever, all these different gadgets everybody using now. But I want to thank each and every person this morning for coming on. And before I leave the air, I will say a closing prayer for those that still on that may want to go to the archives later. We want to thank God for each and every person today, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the guests that came on, dear Heavenly Father. We come thank you, dear Heavenly, for those come seeking you, dear Heavenly Father. Come seeking a word on how to glorify God today, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name, dear Heavenly Father. We give you all the glory, Lord, because it's all about you. It's not about us, dear Heavenly Father. We are just your male men and women of God that's delivering the mail, dear Heavenly Father. We are just your servant, dear Heavenly Father. Come to give you the praise, give you the honor, dear Heavenly Father, because you are truly worthy to be praised, dear Heavenly Father. And as we leave the line, dear Heavenly Father, but not before your presence, dear Heavenly Father, bless every caller that came on. Bless every person that came in on the chat line, dear Heavenly Father. Cover them with the blood of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. Direct their step. Even those that had to leave the line, dear Heavenly Father, we say thank you for them, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise for them right now in the blessed name of Jesus. And Lord, let us continue glorifying you today, dear Heavenly Father. No matter where you send us, dear Heavenly Father, what assignment you have for us to do today, dear Heavenly Father, let us glorify you, dear Heavenly Father, for your mercy, for your grace, dear Heavenly Father, for being a good servant, dear Heavenly Father. Expression for hope, dear Heavenly Father. We want to say thank you, dear Heavenly Father. And in the blessed name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, let us glorify you, acknowledge you, dear Heavenly Father, for your greatness and for your power, for your authority, dear Heavenly Father, for your goodness, dear Heavenly Father. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. And we give you the highest praise, Lord, which is hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. And until next week, at the same time at 10 o'clock, and be checking back, because we're going to be coming on another day. We'll let you know. Well, we're going to have different events going to be coming on Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation Program. We are still outreaching to each and every person that we meet and that lives that can be changed through the Word of God. And that's what we're about changing lives for God, bringing someone closer to God that may have strayed away. And we want to bring them closer and closer to God. And until next week, you all be blessed. I love each and every one of you all. And thank you for following me. And if you like this program, just go on and hit on Joy and Peace that you like this program. You like the topics that are being brought forth that are helping you in your daily walk with Christ. And again, I say thank you. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah to your name. And until next Wednesday, I want each and every one of you all to have a blessed and a wonderful week that's ahead, and glorify God as you go through this life journey. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Bye-bye.